Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Shotgun and Pan Report. Hope your Labor Day weekend has been a blast. I love Labor Day weekend, and it's been good. Laughing my buns off, like, right now, and watching the Franco runs on Comedy Central, like probably many of you have. Those looks are hilarious. It's been funny. I plan to watch the 9 o'clock showing, and I dozed off, So I had missed that. And so I watched the last part, and I'm watching it now, and I am just laughing my buns off. That is so, I mean, it's so fun. I always go watching the roast on Comedy Central, and when I heard that Franco would be the honored one, I was just so happy, and still just so happy to see this happening. So congratulations to you, James Franco, the man. I love the intro. I just love it. But again, happy Labor Day weekend week. I guess this is like the last official, last hurrah for summertime. Here in the Deep South, it's going to be hot for probably another month. When the fair arrives at the beginning of October, that's when it cools down. But we had a little cool weather like last week, and you know, it can fool you sometimes, make you think, okay, this is the way the weather is. But it's been hot here, super hot here, the past few days. But again, thank you so much for your love and support. We'll be back on regular schedule next week with AM shows on Mondays, Motivate Monday, and AM shows for Wednesday, Matters of the Heart Wednesday. And then we'll begin scheduling consistent afternoon primetime shows. And I know that's good for many of you also, especially those of you that are guests here in the States that really prefer not to, especially some guests prefer to be on in the afternoon or evening because they're not morning people. And everyone's not morning people. I love morning. I love late nights. I love any time of the day. But again, thank you so much for your support and all of that good stuff. And that's cool. Those of you that are 50 Shades of Grey, you guys have heard the good news that the movie has been cast, and that's me. So Don Johnson and Melanie Griffin's daughter is cast as the lead, right? So that's amazing. And wow, it's just amazing that the lead actress and the lead actors, they'd be out a lot of well-known actresses and actors, you know, more well-known. I'm a big fan of Melanie Griffin and Don Johnson, but this is all about one's own work, right? And so that's a good gig to get on your own, most definitely. I have yet read the book. I need to read the trilogy and all that. But one book that I am, because I'm a big, big supporter, man, you know, of Zane, the erotica author and publisher. You know, her film, based on her book, Addicted, has wrapped up a couple months ago. So I'm looking forward to seeing that film Addicted. I mean, I have been waiting forever and a day to finally see that film. So, I mean, the book is amazing, so I hope the film is also. But it's been a super fun day. Oh, man, this Franco roast has been amazing because I had to show pitch for earlier today, and I was like, wait a second. I'm not broadcasting on Tuesday. And I'm like, wait a second. Let me go ahead and schedule a show for right after the Franklin Rose airs so we can talk about that. So a lot of us just have fun networking with Frank, but with Franklin family, period. And so, and many of us really support one another. Excuse me, I'm sneezing. I don't have a cold. It just was a sneeze that came out of nowhere. But excuse me, tried to hold it back, but it just persisted and came on. So excuse me. So those of you who sneeze, sneezing happens. That's what happens. It's like some burps and some other things that people do. But again, congratulations to Franco. That roast is hilarious. Those of you that have missed it or busy doing other things. I think it airs again tonight also after the airing is on now. It airs again, and I mean, we're just loving it. And then I did a commercial with Franco promoting where you can visit cc.com and watch videos and movies on demand of James Franco also. And, you know, this past week, he's been sharing a lot of pictures regarding the participation in Venice Film Festival also. So those of you that like to know more about maybe not James Franco, but of course his work and the project that he's working on, check out his Facebook page and his Twitter page and his Instagram page. And one thing I like about James, he likes to, you know, there are what you call out there, people that are poses, that people that set up websites and pretend to be a celebrity. Some of us everyday people, you know, experience that too, poses, you know. And he likes to set the record straight with poses and people who get pretend to be him. Cause I know recently it was a weird experience on Facebook where this guy posted on his page saying that wasn't a real Facebook page of James Franco. And another page was, and, you know, and then those of us that knew that it's really his real page and that he's a real person spoke up for him. And he also, I was so glad he stood his ground and he spoke up against the guy also, because that could really break, like, the real supporter's heart to think that, oh, this is not the real person I've been talking with. If it's a fan or a serious artist who's done some serious networking with him, as in getting advice or sharing their creative ideas or intellectual properties with him, you know, don't want to feel like they've been duped and all that. So, yeah, a person's reputation is important. So when people do that catfish stuff and posers pretending they're a celeb when they're not, that's sad. It's some things, you know. Spoke up, and again, like many of the supporters also spoke up, because that really hurt a lot of people. Not to mention, it hurts the person's reputation also. So that's not cool with people always trying to make sure that online profiles are verified. And that's everyday people, from celebs to non-celebs. People like to verify who they are with all this craziness going on. You know, I know pet peeve of mine is, like, especially on Facebook, when people ask me, I love to have chat. I like having conversations with my Facebook friends, my online friends, chats, and private messages and all that, as long as it's civil mind and meaningful and it's good. That's what networking online is all about, basically networking with one another. But they'll ask me questions that's obviously on my profile. Now, it's good to elaborate from information that doesn't go any further that's on a profile. But don't ask, like, common questions, like, that are, like, answered, like, right out in front when you look at the profile. And my profiles are filled with information and links to other websites, like to blogtalkradio.com, to my Tumblr page, Twitter page, YouTube page. You know, there's a way to tell enough, but then not tell everything right. Because some people think that someone that's communicating online tell too much. But, you know, I tend to still be able to have a private life. And one thing that's good about chatting with people and having discussions with people, and also just plainly talking to everybody also openly on your wall or, you know, doing your tweeting, is you get an opportunity to really allow people to hear things from the horse's mouth. And that's one thing when it comes to James Franco's page that I had mentioned to that poser and others when we were discussing that topic, is that it's obviously the real Franco Facebook page that were on, because he breaks his own news story. Like, in regards to his new show that's coming on in November on the Ovation TV, the new art network. You know, he pretty much broke that story himself. Hey, I have a new reality show a new show coming out, you know. And so they're like, okay, is that not, how could that not be him when a person breaks their own story? And a lot of people that are not celebrities know that's the truth. You know, a lot of us break our own stories or projects that we are working on. And that's a good topic to talk about in the near future. Just talking about how we should properly communicate online. Because if we're always online, I mean, we discuss the do's and don'ts of properly communicating online. And maybe even talking to some social media experts in regards to that. Also in regards to a lingo. So there's always new words added to online language, right? Because I see people every day, and even I sometimes wonder, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? We're always learning something new online. But again, thank you for tuning in. It has been fun. The show's not ending. I just want to play song or two from September the 14th. Dylan, I see World High Fashion, also known as Casey Munchkin, will be returning for Club Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and that's going to be a fun one. Pam Grier will be coming back on the Sunday show on October the 6th, where we talk about youth and issues that affect young people and youth advocates. And so it's a show for everybody, because youth advocates are from the ages to from babies to 100 and plus, right? If you care about what goes on in our community, within society, in regards to issues that affect our society as a whole, and especially the youth community and young people and youth advocates, that's a show for you, a show for you to come in and talk and also chat in the chat room regarding certain issues. And it goes from, you know, entertainment to serious socioeconomic topics such as education, dating, and it goes on and on and on. College, just how to, you know, interact with others. The topics go on and on. And that is the show that we're broadcast monthly, the first of every Sunday. Young People and Youth Advocates United Coalition presents. And right here at blogtalkradio.com/CultureShockInc. And it's been a vision of mine since the early 90s when I created a support group called Young People Unite Coalition. And I had a larger vision, a project that I had worked on in throughout the 90s and the late 90s regarding youth advocates and young people. And this is when I was a young person myself. I'm 45 now. And in regards to really working on issues and programs and topics that's important to all of us. And, but again, October 6th, Pam Grier, who is well-known, she ran for City Council of Ward 3 this past election season, and also she is a community activist. She's always working on different projects and topic violence rallies. She holds vigils for those that we lose in our community, and it goes on and on. She would be a guest on October the 6th. I just want to let you guys know way in advance. And I'm still looking others to be guests on the show. So many of you are probably glad that I am focusing on afternoon and primetime shows. I know some of you saying, hey, I would definitely be a guest on the show since I know that. But, you know, I'm flexible with the scheduling show hours. If you say, hey, I prefer to do the show at this time, and that's cool. I know my overseas friends like it when I broadcast in the morning sessions, like afternoon and evening in England and in the Netherlands and other parts of the world. So I think this will really make everybody happy by focusing on the Monday and Wednesday a.m. shows and then scheduling also afternoon and prime time. You know, prime time here on Blog Talk Radio is just like on the TV network, you know, in the evening time, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, during prime time hours. So again, I thank you so much for your love and support since March 21st, 2011. Shout out to those of you who advertisers and future advertisers, and a big thank you to those of you that have ever been a guest co-host here on the show, to those of you that are future guest co-hosts, also as future guests. And looking forward to Peter Cook, rocker extraordinaire, educator, being a guest in the near future, also to discuss about his different projects and new songs, and also many other authors and athletes and business professionals, and even my cohorts here at blogtalkradio.com. I love it when my blogtalkradio.com cohorts call in and also chat in the chat room. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know many of you are just so full with barbecue and all that. And it's football season, too. Aren't you all excited? I know I am. Even if I just go to a store and stand in line, today when I was in my neighborhood, Family Dollar, and standing next to a fellow sports fan, and we were just so excited, just thinking about the beginning of football season. We were talking about Labor Day and the ending of summer, but then it's the beginning of the football season and in NBA season and World Series, and we were just so giddy, so excited, just talking about it. It's amazing. But again, thank you. And who wants to hear some Casey Munchkin? Here's Casey Munchkin, who will be here with us on September the 14th.
catch.
sounds so good. Yes. Here's Whisper in the Foundry. Hold Me Down. The Nerina Mick version. Love it, love it, love it. And the live stream is ending in 35 seconds. But the show will continue on about another 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. Here's Jess Lamb, Sunglasses at Night. I know many of you are wearing sunglasses at night.
Breathe.
dedicated to the NFL, the entire, all 32 teams. Everybody's, you know, but not the same. Wishing all 32 teams a awesome, awesome season, especially my favorite teams, the Saints and the Cowboys. But, you know, I have a favorite team throughout the whole entire NFL. And you never know when you're, you know, when your favorite players are going to play for your favorite team, or praying and wishing for the best team. And Tebow, wishing and praying for him to be, to join a, where's the win-win situation? When you join a team that's a perfect fit for both of them. You know, really. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about in sports, right? And so we'll do that. But I want to send this song out to the NFL. All I do is win.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas. Man, drop that shit. Drop this shit.
Please don't
come
to the conference.
To the conference.
Thank you.
make a mini brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to. That love to flaunt it. And what I did the most is that you keep it in your head until I want it.
Lucy Hale is a Pretty Little Liars is our new brand ambassador spokesperson. You know, Ashley Green was before, and before that, a favorite of mine, Lauren Conrad, also. And so Mark is definitely still popping. Megalaws is still available and all that good stuff. And at Northport Mall here in Mississippi, at Richmond, Mississippi, on the 12th, it's going to be a girls' night out. And I think I talked about fashion night out and girls' night out during one of my last broadcasts on September the 12th. I'm going to do a girls' night out. And we've pretty much been confirmed to be there. And so I'm looking forward to those of you that that would be at Girls Night Out. I'm looking forward to chatting it up with you and networking with you and all that in regards to just having a good time that night, a good Girls Night Out, and promoting Avon and Mark projects also. So it's always fun to do certain events. You know, really, I love doing volunteer events. I love it. That I will be working, but it's going to be so much fun. It's not even going to feel like work, you know. So it's just an amazing thing. So that's going to be a Girls Night Out at Northport Mall. And on Twitter, the Northport MS, at Northport Mall MS. And another favorite mall of mine is in Big D. You know, I had to shout out my favorite malls in Big D, Dallas Galleria, Northport Center. I know, I have my favorite Northport. I have my Northport Mall here, and I have my Northport Center. NBD Alpha, but and I think they both. I'm not sure if Northport Mall Center is a Simon Mall, but Northport Mall is a Simon Mall, and it's in Richmond, Mississippi. So Girls Night Out is going to be so much fun. Some other vendors would be like Cincy and Mary Kay and so on, but we will be there. Promoting Avon and Mark, and it's going to be so much fun. I'm just looking forward to it. Again, and my new website is youravon.com/BathWilliamsBTHWMS. Also, you can shop online. Also, if you want me to send you a catalog, megalog, I do that also. If you know, an online party, regardless of where you live, we can do that also, okay? But just, you know, want to shout out to Yvonne and Mark community, such supportive communities. You know, with Mark, there's the Empowerment Foundation by Mark. And then there's also, you all are familiar with the Avon Foundation for Women. Avon has campaigns, you know, against domestic violence and bringing breast cancer awareness and all of that. It's amazing. Company and organization. I just want to shout out those communities and also fellow creative minds and entrepreneurs and artists and all of that. And this topic, I think, would be on Monday. It would be in regards to how often do you request your credit report? Do you request it once, twice a year, or just whenever just whenever? I think next Monday, for Motivate Monday, AM, I think it would be a good topic for us to talk about when credit reports and how often you get your credit reports and how often should we, and the importance of credit reports and credit scores. And you guys feel free to call in and share your advice also. One of my fellow Avon ladies said that she requests her credit report 3 times a year, different quarters. And there was a time I consistently requested 2 or 3 times a year also. And I recently requested a credit report from all 3 agencies. I've received 2, and so I'm awaiting 1. But it's important to know what's on your credit report, regardless if you have the best of credit or not. And so we'll talk about credit reports, the importance of knowing, being updated on what's been reported on your credit report, and also maintaining and achieving good credit scores also. But, again, thank you. It's been so fun blanket tonight. Not over yet, but it's almost. But I just wanted to share them and to know what we'll be talking about also in the near future when we'll broadcast on Wednesday Motivating Matters of the Heart Wednesday. We'll broadcast on Wednesday. I just wanted to give you a heads up on what we'll be talking about. And if certain matters you want to talk about, please inform me. Email me. My information is on the profile here at blogtalkradio.com. You can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. You know, we could talk about certain subject matters that you want to talk about in relation to entertainment, lifestyle, music, sports, community, and all that good stuff. And also, wow, some things going on in politics, right? So we gotta keep praying. World peace, right? Stop war. You know, make love, not war, people. And but you know, we pray for our world leaders, our first families, our politicians, our people, our spiritual leaders, each other, all communities, and we must just keep one another in prayer. We must stay in constant prayer. Regardless of our beliefs, if we're atheists, keep that positive vibe out there, you know, spreading gloves, you know, all of that. It's really important for us to win with love, unconditional love for one another, right? I know. But here's a couple messages, PSAs. And if you're even a PSA, you're like, the play, this is what it's all about, you know, support. Community efforts that are important to you. Just email those to me also. Your media kits and music that you would good quality music that you would like me to play, I will. And looking forward to talking to many of you mainstream and independent artists and underground artists also. Big shout out to True God Immortal also. Always being true to the game for real. Also host the show right here at blogtalkradio.com. Big shout out to Ebony Empress, relationship expert. Does she not provide good advice? She is not really a relationship expert, and that is established. But again, thank you.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Well, the end of summer is so near. Here's the song, Summer When It Rains. I played before from one of my SoundCloud friends that I network with, Jam Flavor, Summer Rain. Austin Brown, Stargate. Shout out to Austin Brown and his family, the Jackson family, his grandmother, Catherine Jackson, and his entire family. And Miss Catherine has been making made a public appearance by being interviewed by Australian media. And so a big shout out also to my Australian listeners and supporters also. It's important for us to support one another again and support Miss Catherine and the Jackson family also. We all know that it's not, you know, it's not easy, so we have to pray for one another and support one another. We're missing Michael Jackson also. He would have turned 55 a few days ago, and it's just something, huh? Really, it is. He is definitely missed. Yesterday was the 21st of my late sister's birthday also. So sending her to give to my sister, my late sister Diane, my eldest sister. It's been an amazing broadcast, and I thank your support. Those of you, I just leaned back and looked at my television screen, and Franco Rose's own, and I told you it was coming on again, and that was amazing. Seth Rogen did a great job, and then the friends and his grandma was in the audience, and oh man, it's just an amazing broadcast. You guys, take it out, take it out. And you know, you might say, why should you talk to me about James Franco? James Franco shows, well, he's pretty cool. And to be honest, I even shared this with him recently. Like 40, I've always known and liked his work, but maybe 4 years ago. You guys know annually. And this week I'll be releasing my Hot Guys list that I like to release yearly. And about 4 years ago, I was compiling my best hot 100 guys list. And my longtime friend of mine from my teen years, my childhood, said to me that James Franco was a favorite of hers, and he should be included on my hot list. And I was like, oh, you know, I was like, I know about James Franco. He is a talented actor, and he is hot. But one thing about it, He kind of reminded me of my strange, my second hubby for some reason. And so I got over that. And James worked, and he's just an awesome actor, producer. You guys hear me talk about how he's looking forward to being divorced and all that. So you don't like to associate with things that's not, that don't give you a good vibe. So I knew he was a good actor, he was hot, stuff like that, but he and Orlando Bloom and maybe one or two other people kind of remind me of my second hubby. And so, you know, you try not to get all into all that. But when she recommended he should be on my hot list, that's when I really started paying more and more attention to his work. And then soon after, he hosted co-hosted the Oscars and all of that. And he's such a down-to-earth person. I really have been enjoying networking with him and his brother and his family. And he's just a down-to-earth person, actor, artist, director, academic person, a teacher. He really wants to educate his family and want people to be the best that they can be, if it's in the arts or not, if it's in their journey of life. But again, he shows love for my state of Mississippi. He was in Venice Film, at Venice Film Festival, promoting Child of God and Palo Alto at the Film Festival. But also, you guys know he's been promoting As I Lay Dying, and be released soon in this month on September 27, which is made here in Mississippi around this time last year. And in his bag, the production company is back in the state right now, because soon the production for another Faulkner, another Faulkner book adaptation directed by him, will begin filming real soon, The Sound and the Fury. And so there's been another announcement, also another big film being made here this fall also. Tate Taylor, who directed The Help, who is a Jackson native and lives in Mississippi, of filming of that about Pippa by James Brown to be made here in the state of Mississippi and here in Jackson this fall. And Mick Jagger is one of the producers of the film. So if he's a producer, I hope we will be seeing him in Mississippi working. But back to James Franco, he should have loved the Mississippi by filming, making his films here. I know the books are based in Mississippi, but again, like I said before, we all know that how often, you know, that's Hollywood. You make, independent or not, you make films where it's economically, you know, in the best interest and cost effective. It happens to be cost effective to make films here in Mississippi. You know, they have made Mississippi programs here. And you want to know more, just visit filmmississippi.org. You show love to us. I'm going to promote, and plug. And he shows appreciation for that also. It's different if he wasn't, like, appreciating it. He appreciates, plugging and bringing recognition to the work that he's doing. And so I'm looking forward to seeing him soon. And I hope. you never know. I don't know. Might get a small role. Might be able to do a little work behind the scenes, or, you know, learn a lot. That's one thing I like about when film productions occur here, major films or independent films. It's a good opportunity for local actors and producers and directors and makeup artists and those that work in wardrobes and all that to get experience. Man, oh, man. And next podcast, I'm going to share information, because this weekend, Mississippi Film Office will be in partnership with Heinzman College having a scouting workshop happening on Friday and Saturday. Scouting. You learn how to scout locations. And I don't have information right in front of me. It's time to conclude the show. So the next broadcast on Wednesday, those of you that are around here locally that would like to attend the location scouting classes that will be happening on Friday and Saturday at Heinz Community College, my alma mater, but the one in Raymond. But this will be at the Heinz Community College location in Rankin County. You know, they have a STEM program also now. And so it's going to be Friday and Saturday. I believe Friday evening and Saturday early day. And I know it's recommended that you wear comfortable shoes and bring a digital camera, because it's going to be like a real hands-on type of training, as in learning how to find scout out locations for them. So I'm glad I've been talking about this, though, because I know many of you will want to attend it. If I'm not mistaken, it's $50, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm going to share all that, and you guys can visit them at Mississippi.org also. I'm sure you can see that information on their website also in regards to that information. And the people that are teaching the classes are people that have worked on different films, and also including As I Lay Dying of them, and, you know, last year, the James Franco film that was been here last year. So it's always going to be an interesting workshop. And again, As I Lay Dying drops on releases on September 27th. I just want to say that because some of you might be wondering, well, why should I always look at James Franco? Because he's showing love for this state of Mississippi. He's a good down-to-earth actor, director that doesn't act like he's above this, that he's a human being. Now, I select, maybe some labs are human also. I network with a lot of celebrities, and I thank you and appreciate you, because you don't have to take time out to network with me. But like a friend of mine was talking yesterday, you know, it's not about who, like, oh, you're famous, this is your freedom. We're not friends with people because you know when you really want to be genuinely friendly with people. People deal with each other for different reasons, business purposes, getting to know one another, just period. People that really have a sincere interest. And everybody's not out to abuse people. There's some people that are generally networking with one another and seriously want to help one another. And seriously want to help one another live better lives, make more money, be successful, create jobs, live healthier lives. There's the people that don't care about us, don't care about you, don't care about me. But then there are people that do care about us, care about you, care about me. And so it's celebs or non-celebs. We all are human beings. We all have our story, regardless of our socioeconomic background, where we're from, what political views we have, if we have been. We are human beings, human in flesh, and it's important for us to spread love. Right? Right. And, you know, we all should want people to live better lives, have a roof over their heads, money in their pockets, and food in their mouth. We all should care. We really should. So I just wanted to share that. But again, thank you, because the time is definitely coming in. I want to play a song by True God, especially his song called Crown the Champion. And I had it queued up, but I've been going on. And I'm seeing Piece of Me, and I'm seeing a couple other songs, but Crown the Champion is like one of his latest releases. And if I'm not mistaken, his musical project will be dropping this next month. And I'm super excited to hear his entire album. His song definitely tell a story. Here we go. Here's True God. Crown the Champion. And thank you. And until next time, spread love. And you have ideas, of show topic ideas, I want to be a kid. So feel free anytime. I love it when the show, I like it when it's coming to you. But I really love it when it's interactive, when you call in and when you chat in the chat room. Okay? And definitely working on improving the show and the quality of the program also. But it's True God, Crown the Champion. And thank you. The show is concluded. We'll also end the way it began with Prince and 3G Minstrel Cycle.
I'm going to tell y'all with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest
on this tour. You can tell everybody you're number one. The only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title that makes you number one.
God body, Illuminati, powered by the epicenter. Summer rains down for all these niggas who expected winner. Next to enter, lost a few times and still I'm next to winners. Everybody want a peace of mind, but we got separate dinners. 5%er, something like it, nothing like it, you decide. Jesus on the cross, so what's the cost of being crucified? Talking Kurt Cobain, no way it was suicide. If Courtney walked with me, just expect a couple nooses tied. Mussolini, mind state, Chicago, Compton, crime rate. These rap niggas fooling you, but you just find it suitable. From White House is a cubicle, there's always something ruling you. Revolutionary black power I'm alluding to, and so I return determined to set the game on. Media throwing shots, they need someone to place the blame on. Just know that there's a title that I'm here to put my name on. Lift the bell higher, nigga, let me get my reign on.
Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you can't begin. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
Power of the God, the pendulum swings, interim reigns could never stand to the champ of this millennium. Tell me who's competing with him. Quickly I delete my victims. Wordplay sharp enough to slice them. I'm depleting systems. Walk through the fire, I bet your niggas retreating with him. Enemies wanna make amends, but I ain't speaking with them. They be watching from afar, hoping the police will get them. Fuck this game, I just took the mic and started speaking wisdom. If you don't believe in me, believe in the gift. The true God shall arise, so no Jesus can exist. And if the meek shall perish, then the weak shall cherish every moment. Don't stop the smell of flowers, just get on it. I've been putting forth effort that I'm sure you've never seen. Been a heel all my life, but your past forever clean. So I stand in front of the crowd, throw a middle finger high. True God, D-A-R, champions until we die. True.
Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you can't begin. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Mountain, yeah. All by myself. Cause I'm the champion by myself. All by myself.
Yeah. True.
They say I'm destined to be great, so that just means my winnings were my destiny and fate. Speak the truth in every bar, I don't expect you to relate. Teachers on the pulpit speaking of excellence and faith, while my niggas on the block speaking of wretchedness and hate. I try to balance them both, but too much pressure at the pace. I done made a bunch of classics, but these bastards still asleep. Smack the shit out of reality with dreams that bring me peace. Had some anger building up, some shit that need to be released. And hip-hop is in my soul, it sticks with me if deceased. Heard this hard body shit has really been decreased, but these phony niggas acting like they really in the streets. We still original kings, spitting everyday emotion while reciting our regrets, most of which just leave us broken. No, it must have been the angels watching over through the stress. But when a new day arises, I'll be standing as the best. Learn the lessons through revelations, I done found my blessings. So much power in the black fist, I gotta keep them guessing. Judge, jury, executioner, a rebel in his essence. Go ahead and crown a champ, there's no time like the president.
True.
Wow. Crown the champion. True God immortal. Put him at True God immortal. T-R-U-E D-O-D immortal. I-M-M-O-R-T-A-L. I talked to one of my friends recently, and I had not seen her, and she had been living in one of my favorite cities that I would love to visit soon, Las Vegas. So she's loving it. Living in Las Vegas. And I believe it. You don't have to tell me, because I probably was going to visit Las Vegas and want to stay.